Hi, this is John from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, great. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm an independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. And this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
I will certainly vote.
Okay, not a problem. And first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Much too high.
Okay, thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax, mill levy, increase to pay for the following. The first, it says raising teachers, pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers. The second one, it says hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. Or to pay for all this, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for every $100,000 of home value? Would you vote yes or no for this ballot issues?
No. No.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And the second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high paying and demand jobs. Will you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year per $100,000 of assessed home value? Would you vote yes or no for this evaluation? No? Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to $27.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Nope.
No? Okay, thank you for your opinion. And following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low performance schools. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Agree.
Okay, and would you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree, ma'am?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, understood. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes. Rate each as they are either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. The first one, it says continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Would you consider this very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Okay, perfect. And expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive taxpaying citizens. Would you say this is very persuasive? Somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Okay, and thank you for your opinion. We're almost done. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best schools districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in the school improvements. Would you say this is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
No, not persuasive.
Not persuasive, okay. Thank you for your opinion. And passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teachers, educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. You say very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay, understood. Passing the Mill Levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring schools, districts, and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs.
Not persuasive. None of this
not
is persuasive.
Oh.
I can tell you right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's just your opinion. So I have to read the question to you so that way you can share your thoughts. And the school buildings that are 30 to 40 or 50 years old to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age, otherwise they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future?
Not
you say that this is not? Okay. And adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands of students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. On that one, would you say not persuasive? Somewhat persuasive. Oh, okay. Understood,
nope.
And thank you for your opinion. And lastly, it says, despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings to raise teacher pay.
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive? Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Just to make sure you haven't changed your opinion after hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3, a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Nope. I vote no.
No? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what is your gender?
What is my gender?
Yes. This is just
Female?
It's a question that we are just... Okay. And what is your age?
68.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
No? Okay. Understood. Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools?
I have three.
Three. Okay. Understood. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race?
White.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am, for your time. Bye-bye. You have a beautiful evening.